On Capitol Hill, the House is expected to vote tomorrow on a resolution to move forward with the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. The resolution, by Speaker Nancy Pelosi, authorizes the House Judiciary Committee to ultimately bring articles of impeachment to the House floor if it feels compelled to do so. But today, this resolution first goes before the powerful House Rules Committee for a vote, a committee chaired by Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern, who joins us now on WBUR's Morning Edition. Good morning, Congressman. Thanks for speaking with us.
Well, as always, it's great to be with you.
Let me start this way. The House, Congressman, has been taking testimony, of course, and some dramatic testimony from impeachment witnesses for weeks now. So what does this resolution allow the House to do that's not being done?
Well, we're entering a new phase. We're going from the gathering evidence phase, if you will, to now presenting the evidence to the appropriate committees, in this case, the Judiciary Committee, and to the American people. And so what we're going to do today in the Rules Committee, and hopefully vote on tomorrow, is put in place a set of procedures that will kind of outline the process moving forward, that will provide some transparency, some assurance that, you know, all these things will be made public. And that, you know, set up basically the ground rules. You know, this is not something that I ran for Congress to want to do. I mean, I think it's a sad day that we're where we are. But nonetheless, I think we're at a stage now where we have to put in place some procedures in order to move forward in an orderly and deliberate manner.
Politico reports this morning that there have been some internal squabbles and turf battles embroiling Democrats over whether the resolution is even needed, considering the impeachment process is moving forward. Respond to that. And is there a danger for Democrats regarding the legitimacy of the impeachment inquiry if it's a close vote in the full House?
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's clear we don't need this resolution to authorize the ongoing impeachment inquiry. I mean, we've won on that point in court. But it does make it easier for our members to no longer have to try to answer the question as to why haven't you voted on this matter. But more importantly, this resolution includes provisions, you know, that the Intelligence Committee and the Judiciary Committee need in order to inform the public and hold the president accountable. So it sets a clear path forward so that the public and the press know what to expect as the investigation continues. I mean, some of the stuff in this resolution, you know, gives committees the ability, you know, to do questioning in a very different way than their rules currently provide. For example, I mean, you know, Chairman Schiff is authorized to hold what we call effective public hearings with staff counsels questioning the witnesses for extended and unbroken periods of time, you know, so that we can actually, you know, do this in a way that is more methodical and more deliberate and more helpful, I think, for the American people to know what's going on. So there are things that are in here that we have to do in order to move forward in an orderly and deliberate fashion.
In the meantime, Republicans are whipping up opposition to the resolution, blasting Democrats for continuing the closed-door depositions for at least a while as part of the ongoing investigation. Why not open the hearings right now? And or when will they become open hearings?
Well, I think we're now, as I said in the beginning, we're at the point where the investigative stage has come to an end. I mean, you know, unlike during the impeachments of President Nixon and Clinton, I mean, no special prosecutor has been named here. So there is no single report from which Congress can make a decision whether or not to impeach President Trump. So, you know, that's why the Intelligence Committee, under the leadership of Chairman Schiff, has been gathering evidence and hearing testimony. And so reasonable confidentiality, I think, has been paramount so far, so that accounts couldn't be coordinated and witnesses weren't unduly influenced. I mean, you know, Trey Gowdy, you know, the very partisan Republican former congressman from South Carolina, I mean, he's quoted as basically saying that, you know, that he thinks this process is actually warranted. So this is a different situation than previous impeachments, because we don't have a special prosecutor, and the Intelligence Committee is the committee tasked with gathering the information and then presenting it to the Judiciary Committee.
When the open public hearings begin, as I understand it, the president's lawyers will be allowed to be in the room, and Republicans
right.
will be allowed to present their own witnesses for consideration. So I'm wondering, do you think it'll be a cordial, professional atmosphere, or is there going to be partisan headbutting?
Yeah, well, I would like to think that it would be a cordial atmosphere and one that kind of represents the seriousness of this moment. But, you know, as we've already seen, you know, some Republicans, I'm not saying all, but some have, you know, have used tactics that I think have been, you know, beyond the pale. So there are some who I think are going to use those kind of tactics and try to delay and to try to derail this. But look, I mean, you know, as I've been telling people, you know, for some time now, I mean, you know, that, you know, this is a serious moment. And, you know, when our founders drafted the Constitution, you know, they included a process that could lead to removing a president from office if he or she abused their power. And, you know, it's been invoked very rarely. But quite frankly, that provision is what separates us from a lot of other countries. I mean, there are no kings or queens here. And there is nobody above the law, including the president of the United States, although I don't think he agrees with that. But I mean, that, in my opinion, is what's at stake here. So this is serious stuff. And look, I don't agree with this president on very much. I don't like his tweets. I don't like his tone. But you know, I didn't come here. I didn't run for office to get elected to impeach a president. But we have a constitutional responsibility, and we need to take that responsibility seriously. So I hope as we move forward that the process, I'm sure will be adversarial, my hope is it will be serious.
Last question, Congressman Jim McGovern. I assume that you think that the Rules Committee will make quick work of this resolution today so it can go to the House tomorrow. No questions about whether it will pass today or not.
I believe it will pass today in the Rules Committee. I don't know whether it will be quick, but it will pass.
Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks. All the best.